This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail out there, Felix and the gang. And thanks, you guys, for doing what you're doing. Plus, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that are going on, and take advantage of some of the things we have to offer there. All right. On the telephone line, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time for the second saying of the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words in there, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, the Democrat-led U.S. House of Representatives approved contempt of Congress charges on Wednesday against Peter Navarro and Daniel Scavino, former aides to Donald Trump, for failing to cooperate with the probe into the attack on the U.S. Capitol January the 6th. Now, Navarro, who was the top trade advisor to the former president, and Scavino, who was the deputy chief of staff, did not comply with the subpoenas to appear before the House Select Committee probing the January 6, 2021 attack. Now, House members backed the charges against the two men by a vote of 220 to 203, which would refer the matter to the Department of Justice for a decision on whether or not to press criminal charges. Where do you think this is going?
Well, you know, you're right. They decided not to comply with the subpoenas. They didn't want to provide any documents and so forth. So we'll see where this goes. Basically, I think Steve Bannon is the one who was one of the others who was also held in contempt, I believe. So we'll see what the DOJ does, and they'll be hard pressed to show why they want to use the DOJ to go after these two individuals. But at the same time, the DOJ may not be really looking at the Hunter Biden stuff that would be pretty relevant, one might think. But you know, Captain, the congressional committee here is trying to create a narrative. We know that. They're going to get these documents and so forth at some point anyway. I think, you know, obviously what's got to happen is the counter narrative has to be out there, because they have a foregone conclusion. They're working backwards from that. But we'll see where this leads.
Yeah. And Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, Kinzinger made some off the wall, snotty remark the other day, and I just wanted to reach out and slap the television.
Right. Well, you know, but this goes to again the idea that they have to have something in the news coming up for these elections. They're trying to derail any talk of inflation, of weak foreign policy, of the war, of how Biden's handling things. They have to bring up this January 6th thing to try to make it a big deal so that the evening news every night can start out with more developments in the January 6th, hearings tonight, and try to really gin that up.
Uh-huh. What do you suppose they're going to do when the information comes out, more information? 120,000 pages of deleted pages, from the Hunter Biden laptop have been found. 80,000 images. What do you think? Is the big guy going to be involved in that somehow? I bet he is.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he's certainly been relevant up to this point, and that's been downplayed. See, it's not that it hasn't been there, or that it's ridiculous to think that Biden has something to do with Hunter and
right.
his dealings. But it's been downplayed. It's going to get to the point, especially when it's overwhelming, one might think, with some of this new stuff that's been uncovered, that it will be hard to ignore any longer for the mainstream media.
Now, Congressman Andy Biggs, who happens to be a Republican from Arizona, at his hearing about making all the U.S. Postal Service vehicles electric, pointed out that Hunter Biden sold a U.S. cobalt mine to a Chinese company. Now, cobalt is necessary for electric car production, and Hunter's expertise is invaluable, which is why Andy Biggs has subpoenaed him to talk about this astonishing disclosure that he didn't disclose, I might add.
Right. Well, you know, it begs the question. Number one, the Biden administration wants to get oil from people that don't like us or people that aren't going to really do business with us. And now we want to go get all our batteries, I guess, from China, which that could change in a heartbeat as well in terms of what the global picture might look like or relations might deteriorate. This is not a good idea.
Well, this wouldn't be getting batteries from China. We'd be getting batteries from a Chinese-owned company that's getting the cobalt to make the
cobalt,
batteries
that's right.
right here in
that's
the United States. But technically, we'd be buying them from China. You are right.
Right. And why put our eggs in that basket when we see what happens in a heartbeat in the world stage sometimes?
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday. And if you're down there in Bradenton, Thursday means only one thing, the first Thursday of the month. We are coming to Mixon's Roadside Cafe.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon's Fruit Farm, down the street from Pirate City in Bradenton.
That's where I'll be today, folks, 11:30, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside the big old Mixon's Fruit Farm store. And everybody knows what that is. That's been around Bradenton. It's a classic, and we love going there and meeting with the folks on the first Thursday of the month. So catch me there today. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking, dedicated to taking for the last 7 years. I've been taking it every single day because it works. It works for me. Now, what it does for me is it helps with the problem that I have with my left foot, ankle, leg, and other related parts when the pain starts in, the swelling starts in, it affects the back and the knee and the hip and everything. So the product that I take, Relief Factor, actually works to keep the swelling and the inflammation down. Now, it's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. It is 100% drug-free. No drugs in this product at all. And I really like that. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, one more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the three-week quick start, it's $19.95. There's no club to join, no hidden charges, none of that stuff. It gets it started, and then you make the call as to whether or not you want to order the product after that. It's all up to you. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got one of our favorite callers on the telephone line because this is the person that I call the Denver specialist in information. So let's go with this. Good morning, Denver.
Hey, what's going on, Captain Carl?
Hello.
first of all, Cap, it sounds like you want to do a Will Smith on that TV.
Oh, no.
Oh, you
mean because of earlier? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you want to do a Will Smith, just slap the heck out of that TV.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, Carl, you live in California, and Maxine Waters, the gift that just keeps on giving.
Oh boy.
Now she was down there giving a speech, and I guess in front of a group of homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the speech, she told the group of homeless people, "You all can go home." Now, I don't know what the heck Maxine Waters is smoking down there in California. Carl, you live there, and of course we know California has legalized marijuana,
mm-hmm,
in the state of California because of the money. They want the money and try to tax the heck out of it to get the money. But, you know, the thing is, though, I don't know. And the thing is, though, Carl, Maxine Waters, I believe, is up for her seat is up for election this year.
Yep.
And I think there's a black young man that ran for that seat who was a Republican 2 years ago. Carl, is he running for that seat again against Maxine Waters? Consider she's been in that seat since as long as I've been alive, and probably as long as you've been alive. She needs to go, and Lord knows all the dark side, broken down, dumb donkeys in California, they all need to go, Carl. Anyway, I hear your comments out the air. Have a good night, gentlemen.
You take care, my friend. Okay. Kyle, you know, Maxine Waters has been in there for God knows how many years, but it's just like Nancy Pelosi. You know, they get in there, they can't get them out, and they promise the sun, the moon, the stars, and they somehow or another find a way to deliver it because it's called bringing home the bacon, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, the young man she's referring to, his name escapes me at the moment. I don't know if he's running again, but he did try very hard with the last campaign. It's very difficult when you're ensconced as a representative in the House of Representatives. It's very difficult to get people voted out because they make a lot of friends, they get a lot of influence, and they get a lot of money as well. So unless they do some egregious thing which offends the powers that be, it's very difficult to get them out.
Well, let me ask you a question. I know for a fact Maxine Waters does not live in the district.
Right.
How could she be in that seat?
That's a very good question. And, you know, Captain, you know, she has this ability, of course, to kind of say just about anything, and it doesn't really have any big ramifications, from telling the people that they find Trump people to get in their face and confront them at the gas station and so on, and now to make such a real faux pas telling a bunch of homeless people to go home.
Yeah.
You know, that would be really devastating to just about.
And they were standing in front of a brand new, under construction, homeless center where homeless people are going to be able to come and have a place to lay down their head at least. And that's what she was dedicating.
Right. But, you know, a lot of that's always for show. There's always something that's going on to make it look as if somehow the Democrat Party elite are doing great things for people to help them. And yet, if you follow up on these stories, a lot of times they don't really pan out. Things don't really ever get better. And then they come back 2 years later and say, "We're fighting for you." And these Republicans and these Fox News viewers and on it goes, and how they're destroying everything. But yet things don't ever really get better. And that's why, Captain, especially in the Nunez district we were talking about earlier, you have people who say, "Okay, I don't believe this anymore. I'm going to maybe vote for somebody else," because just like Trump said back in his campaign in 2016, what have you got to lose? You've been trying this way this whole time, and it never gets better.
Yeah, that's true. It never does get better. All right. An Israeli study found that a fourth dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine does not offer the long-lived protection against the Omicron variant of the CCP virus. Now, using the Ministry of Health's data on more than 1.2 million people, researchers found that a second booster dose of the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine offered protection against significant COVID-19 infections for a limited time of 6 weeks. Now, the protection against all virus infections started to drop quickly after 4 weeks and nearly disappeared after 8 weeks, according to the study. This isn't good. So why are they trying to come out now and say, "Well, for the people over 50 years old, you can have this second booster, or it'll help you," if it's not going to help you for, what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks?
And nobody, Captain, is going to say, well, every 6 weeks, give me a COVID shot.
Well, I'm not going to go do it. Hell no. I mean, my everything from the doctor the other day when I went there, my blood is where it's supposed to be, and my immunity level is high. I mean, screw that. I'm not going to do that.
Well, right, because that's actually doing science, it sounds like, Captain, because, you know, we really ought to let doctors kind of come up with how they want to treat their patients and even moving forward, how they want to protect their patients. But it's political now. It's one size fits all. It's, okay, you've been told to go get a booster, so go get it. Otherwise, you won't be able to show your card somewhere to go and see a show or something like that. It's so much, you know, wrangling of the people that people have just had enough of it at this point. And they don't trust now that you need to go have these more multiple shots. I don't think they're ever going to believe that.
No, because it hasn't worked.
Exactly. If you were now early on with the vaccinations, we saw a lot of good positive things in the sense that people might get very mild symptoms, or it would keep them out of the hospital basically. But now I think it's the law of diminishing returns.
Now Democrats want to mandate everything that they think will help you ensure them to hold on to power. Biden repeated a couple of lies again yesterday that he commonly repeats in his shtick. He says about how the gas prices went up during his childhood. Well, they didn't. They were like 25 cents a gallon when he was growing up, and they never did go up. And number two, about how his spending plans are going to cost Americans who make less than $400,000 a year a penny more. Well, they most certainly are, but it's going to be through inflation. It's going to be a lot more than a penny.
Well, absolutely. The hit that people are taking at the ground level is just absolutely devastating. We're going to see, in fact, Captain, I saw one report earlier that a major bank was issuing a recession warning,
yes,
basically.
Yes.
And so this, I mean, if we start going into recession, and it's official in the sense of what they look at the quarters and so forth, then that's also going to be hugely impactful on the economy. People are going to pull back. You know, right now there's kind of this thing, you know, they're still coming out of COVID. We're trying to kind of get back to normal, but the proof is going to be in the pudding. It really will be. And people will be looking at their bank accounts. They'll be looking at the taxes that they're paying. They're going to be looking at maybe that they didn't get such a big refund this year. Or maybe they got no refund, or maybe they ended up owing.
Well, I got a refund. I didn't even ask for it.
Well, that's good.
I got $148.88, and I did not know I was going to get it, and it showed up the other day.
All right, well.
And that's what it said on it, refund, 2021 refund. Or 2020 refund, sorry. Because wait a minute, that's why it was tied up. Yeah, okay. Mine was one of the returns that didn't get done.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. Coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
Locally, you can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon's Fruit.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is taking things to a new level in the fight against illegal immigration at the southern border.
Texas is planning to send any illegal immigrants captured at the border to the nation's capital.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott speaking to reporters on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Jet fuel supplies are draining fast on the East Coast. Jet fuel stockpiles there fell for a third straight week to their lowest levels seasonally since 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yes, sir, buddy. And by the way, don't forget, folks, to check out MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company, very patriotic American, who's pretty much booted out of a lot of different of the main life things, taken off social media and taken off different websites, and some of the big box stores dropped him like a rock and said, well, you're too conservative for us, and we don't want to get you in here because, it might create a problem. Well, guess what? He's got a good product. He's a good, proud American, and I'm proud to support him, proud to endorse him. And all you got to do is go to his website, MyPillow.com, and take a look around and see what they got there. Now, when you get on the MyPillow.com website, you go down a little ways, and you're going to see what looks like a door to open up for the Radio Listener Specials page. And if you double-click on that, open up that link, that door that's right there, you'll get in there, and you'll see savings right off the bat of 50%, 67%. 75%, a whole bunch of buy one, get ones, and a whole bunch of buy one, get something for free from Mike Lindell, because that's where the rubber meets the road and the prices are the cheapest right there in a Radio Listener Specials room. Now, you always have to have a promo code to get the low prices, and the promo code you need to know is CAPTAIN, one word, CAPTAIN. So go to MyPillow.com, your promo code is CAPTAIN, Radio Listener Specials page gets you all those reduced items, and you save a bunch of money on them. Or you can give them a call. Talk to a live person at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Why not stop over there today and see if there's something there that you might want All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, though it's not surprising to me to at least see the media throwing everything they possibly can but the kitchen sink under Georgia Republican Herschel Walker, that tells me that Warnock, the guy who was the next prodigal son, I guess, is in big trouble over there.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think you'd mentioned earlier that he's Warnock is sort of masquerading as a moderate right now. That's right. And, of course, that's another indicator. That means that, they're mad at our ridiculous policies, so we have to go out and sound more moderate during the election time.
Yep.
But we're not really. And so it's all like an act. It's a for show thing.
And I saw a Republican congressional candidate last night try to throw up Howard Piven strategy items against another candidate, and they were downright lies that were thrown out there. I saw two incidences that I know were downright lies, and I was shocked to see a Republican using Democratic strategies against a Republican, and that alone shows me the credentials of the person that we thought was a rhino, that we thought was a plant that was put here, was exactly that.
Well, that's right. It's hard to sort of change your stripes in that regard. But, Captain, a lot of times it's more obvious to the voter than sometimes these candidates understand or know. And if they're not going to give them credit, they may find themselves with not a lot of votes.
Yeah. And just like Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra. Now, what was it that Biden called him? What did he call him?
Oh, trying to remember. Yeah,
Baccaria or something like that?
Yeah. He changed his name, and then it's like they all had to scramble.
Hakamiga Baccaria or some stupid thing. But anyway, yeah. Xavier Becerra supports government funding, of all things, of gender-affirming surgeries on minors. Are you kidding me?
You know, what's really kind of very concerning, Captain, is this kind of bandwagon a movement or joining up, because they think that if I say something like this, I'm going to garner support with some pretty far left, out of the mainstream thought process, because this isn't in the mainstream. And instead of taking a stand and saying, no, I don't support that, they're terrified of saying something that's going to be offensive to the far left. This is one of the huge problems with the Biden administration to begin with, by not wanting to go after climate change, not wanting to stand up. Uh-huh. But it becomes this self-fulfilling thing.
Now, CNN's Brian Stelter, who's always a gift to humanity when he runs his mouth, right?
right.
He now says the theme for the midterms on the right is protecting kids from the dangers of Disney.
Well, you see, they want to oversimplify. They want to encapsulate it. They need some kind of rallying cry. But really, the Disney thing is symptomatic of the larger wokeness that is being pushed in the media by certain celebrities.
But let me stop you for a second. When it comes to the polling, especially where the legislation got passed down here in Florida that the governor signed, are you aware of the fact that the majority of the Democrats and the majority of the Republicans supported Governor Ron DeSantis and his decision to if he gets us through?
Right, exactly. And that's indicative of the notion that most rank-and-file Democrats across the country, their party has departed them. They've left them in the dust.
Yeah.
They think that they're going to just vote for them by rote, but that's not going to be the case anymore. So that's why you're seeing this big push, especially from this media type, Stetler.
Yeah. Now, because this was so good when I mentioned it before, I'm going to mention it again because this is too good not to pass up. A fed-up Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that he will now be sending illegal immigrants that are being shipped out of Texas to Washington, D.C. by bus.
Right. Well, it seems to me, though, too, the federal government may find some way of creating a real problem of actually doing that because, if you're busing people, somehow against their will or something, they'll
No. The state can send them wherever they want. I do know that.
Okay, well, in that case, he'll send him to Washington, D.C., I suppose.
Yeah, now we also found something else out yesterday about the Sacramento mass shooting suspect, the one that they have in custody right now. This prime suspect was released early from a 10-year prison term, despite the pleading and warning from the DA in the case that said if he's released early, he will continue to break the law, and he just went out and killed a bunch of people.
But you see, again, it's this bandwagon thinking that somehow, well, you know, the problem is that we have people in prison, and so we just shouldn't have them in there anymore because they're staying too long or whatever it is. In other words, anything but making sure that society is safe. But now this was done, and now we have this terrible tragedy as a consequence.
Okay, now the Russians are regrouping right now for another go, I think, at Ukraine. And the USA and NATO right now, they need to get off their duffs and rush all the ammo, whatever tanks they can get in there, whatever heavy artillery they can get in there, and the planes. Give them the damn planes. Stop being stupid here.
Well, that's right. It should be overwhelming. The world certainly is on the same page. The free world. Let me correct myself.
We're on the side of the Ukraine.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And if we made it so overwhelming in terms of the material that can be given to them and the other kinds of support, we would send a clear message to anybody else, any other bad actor, that once you start something like this, you got to deal. It's not exactly NATO, but it's the idea behind it of you'll have to deal with all of us. And I think the free world, in this sense, is totally justified in supporting Ukraine as much as possible.
Now, this is a shocking number I'm about to report, everybody. But the mayor of the besieged Ukraine port city of Mariupol puts the number of civilians killed at more than 5,000 people.
Yes. This is, it's unbelievable, isn't it? And it should anger every single person within the sound of our voices. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And, of course, we know that the Russian unit that was in there from Siberia, we know their unit number. We know the commander of the unit. We know that they looked like they were Chinese, which is probably why people didn't pay a lot of attention to them, or maybe they did, I don't know, but they're butchers. They're the butchers of Bucha.
And, Captain, it's unfortunate, especially for the young people just growing up right now, but they're getting a very good indication of exactly what can happen when bad people do bad things like this. It shows that we have to constantly be ready. We have to constantly, regardless of our minor differences we might have, we have to be able to fight back against this.
All righty. Hold that thought, my friend. We're coming back, folks. We're coming back with the Trucker Sideway Bible Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. And let me see if I can wake Uncle Jeff up over here. Okay, Uncle Jeff.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Come on now.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Summer was another one, simply irresistible. Hey, Kyle, how did you get all those girls to get dressed up like that?
Well, I think what it was, they had them sort of appearing in the style of, I think it was Patrick Nagel, an artist in that time period, or very popular during that time period. And that was from 1988, by the way, the album Heavy Nova, the late Robert Palmer, and, gee, what a great guy, and a great singer, great rock musician.
Yeah, and I remember that song, I remember the first one we played, and I kind of made it a Robert Palmer night because it's kind of got, it's not kind of, it's up-tempo music and just makes you feel good about things and you want to snap your fingers and jump around a little bit, although I'd be hopping on one leg, not both.
That's right.
All right, well, tell us what's going on out your way with a weather.
All right, folks, well, tonight our drivers out in the west, they've got some smooth sailing. That's overall, we're glad to report that. But you do have a wind advisory. This along I-84, starting about Weiser in Idaho, coming down through Boise, all the way through Twin Falls. So, again, on I-84, be aware of that. Freeze warning on the border of Colorado and Utah tonight, coming across I-70, starting west of Grand Junction, over into about Green River and down towards Moab as well, so be aware of that. We've also got heat coming up in Southern California. We've got a little bit of rain, pockets of rain around Seattle, Washington right now. And also, Captain, taking a quick look at one of our key mountain passes, Cabbage Pass, Cabbage Hill, I should say, checking in at 36 degrees right now. Visibility still being reported at less than 500 feet there. So be very, very careful indeed.
Yeah, I see that. And by the way, that goes back a ways, too, there towards Boise. So there is some patchy fog all the way across I-84 tonight. Now, let's take a look at North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma. We have got high winds across most of those states, across the interstates, east, west, north, south. So be advised of that. The one little difference going on with South Dakota is about halfway down on the border with Minnesota, you got some snow that goes over to the east along I-90. And then up on I-94, in particular the northern part of Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, you got some snow there that runs up to the Canadian border. It's also in Duluth tonight, Duluth, Minnesota, so be advised of that. Got a little bit of snow going on up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and the northwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight, so be advised, it might get a little bit glazy on the roads up there, too. And then moving across, I'm going to stay to the north, moving across over to New England. We've got a lot of wind tonight, again, from the Nova Scotia line right along the coastline, inland just enough to where it's picking up I-95 all the way down to, let's see, down to New Hampshire, and then around to Cape Cod, the road over to Cape Cod. We got some wind there, and the boats out there, so I imagine it might be a little rough taking the ferry back and forth. And then it looks like we got some rough seas on down to Long Island, and that breaks up. Now, we do have some fog on Chesapeake Bay tonight, patchy fog. Same way with down into North Carolina, Wilmington in particular. And then as we come down a little bit further, down into the central part of Georgia, you're going to find some rain and you're going to find some flooding. And we did have the thunderstorms going on in the southeastern corner of Georgia. They're now pretty much offshore. They're gone and they're moving away from the United States at the moment. So you might be seeing some of that rain coming to, well, let's see, that'd be Bermuda over there, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah, might have some going there. And then we got a little bit of wind here in the Gulf of Mexico, too. Might be some coastal fog to go along right here from the New Orleans area over towards Pensacola, kind of hit or miss. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. Check them out online by going to
PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him and what he does for the program. In the meantime, we've got on the telephone line Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And good morning.
Good morning.
We created a little bit of a disturbance yesterday, minor disturbance amongst some of the news circles that were afraid to go with the story that you put out about that Russian unit. They're trying to do some more checking because they're all thinking it's Chechens from Chechnya.
Well, not all of them.
For Vuka. Yeah.
Yeah, not all of them. I mean, fascinatingly enough, I found a 2018 large document that came from the Institute for the Study of War, otherwise known as Gerald Keane's organization.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a 50-page report that was published in 2018. And there are all kinds of units, and I had to go through an awful lot of footnotes, and in fact found that one in that document. The recruits that Russia has done, these people come from very different parts of Russia. Some come from Siberia, some are in fact Chechens and so forth. So it's not all of a group. There may be, you know, one member here, two members there, or whatever, and wherever they are placed and what their assignments are. So that is the template that the Russian military uses. So that particular fellow that is pictured happens to be from Siberia.
Right. And looks like he's from China.
Well, that's what the Siberians have the appearance of. But, yeah, so this isn't, you know, in order to validate what I had done and talked about, wrote about, I had to look, you know, again, even harder. MSN reported on it yesterday as well. So it isn't just me.
Well, they follow the show, so I'm not surprised because they're constantly asking me if I want to come on, if I want to come on. And I said, no, I'm not interested. Thank you. So maybe they'll get a hold of you.
All right.
And you can go over there and let them try to do what they try to do to people. And that is if you're from the right side of the aisle, they try to destroy you if they can. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. It's a Thursday. And Denise has got a little friend here that's going to say something. Here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.